All right. Well, Nick, firstly, how was Tawtree this past weekend?
It was fantastic, man. We missed you, though. I know you had a big job to do, though.
Yeah, MC Canada Day downtown on the Ledge Lawns was unreal.
I heard that was nuts, too. I mean, I think the whole island just partied its balls off on the weekend.
Yeah, it was great. What was one of your favorite memories of Tawtree this year?
I actually, for the first time, sort of walked into the deep, dark woods where everybody else was camping and just like kind of went on a solo explore and sort of left the band behind and then appeared hours later out of the woods. And that was kind of my favorite foray into the deep, dark woods. It was fun.
Well, what did you do? Start making shelter? You dug a hole with your hands and slept in it
for
the night?
Yeah. I just kind of started knocking on people's doors and, seeing who was partying and having some drinks with complete strangers. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's a great community feel up there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's really rad.
So did you play any new songs? No one's told me yet. Paul said that he was, Paul Blestino said that he had a few beers and that he was so into the set and it was so good that he didn't, yeah. I asked him, are there any new songs? Did you debut any of these new things you've been working on?
Yeah, we played 4 or 5 new songs.
Oh, sweet. So where are we at then with the new album?
It's done. It's getting mixed. It'll be out in a few months.
And so why did you, because you were going to and from New York a lot. And if I'm of the understanding, you guys have a pretty good studio yourself, don't you? So why did you want to keep going backwards and forth to New York? And who are you working with down there and why?
Yeah, we're working with Gus Van Gogh down there. He produced our first and second albums. And so we just have a great rapport with him. And so we wanted especially to track guitars with him because he and his partner have all the sweetest amps and guitars. So we made sure to spend guitar tracking there. And we did some at our studio and a couple other studios in Toronto as well.
Now, do you produce other bands?
We do. I do, actually, a bunch. I produced an EP for this band, Little Junior, who's now going to have a full length come out on our record label, which is Royal Mountain Records, which we run out of our studio as well. And a couple other bands, up and coming bands in Toronto, come into the studio, work on a couple tunes, and then record them and see where things go. It's been a lot of fun to work with other bands in that capacity.
Does the studio have a name or it just falls under the Royal Mountain Records moniker?
Yeah, that's Royal Mountain Studios.
Perfect.
Yeah, man.
So much going on. And then you reached out to me the other day and said, look, we've got a secret show you might want to know about. And you're on Main Island right now?
Yeah. So after Tawtree, we recovered in Victoria for a couple of days and then came over because we'd never been here. And we have a friend who lives here to Main Island. And so she invited us out and decided she wanted to put a show on. And we're going to be playing this Friday at the Main Island Community Center with Band of Rascals, which we're excited about.
Firstly, I'm going to cheekily sass you and say, well, thanks for reaching out and coming to the station and having a beer in the 2 days of you relaxing. But that's okay. That's okay. We've got plenty of time to do that another time.
That's right. But, yeah, sorry. We should have reached out sooner.
Nah, it's all right.
You call it relaxing, but it was hardcore recovery.
Yeah, I imagine you slept a lot.
Yeah, it was downtime for sure, which I imagine you may have needed a little after the first as well.
Yes, I did. Awesome. I don't know if you noticed this in the event page yet for this Secret Colorado show with Band of Rascals on Friday night on Main Island, but Margot, did you see what she posted?
Wait, did I?
Let me read it to you. So I guess Margot is someone that's putting this on, and she said, quote, it's supposed to be a wet weekend, folks, so what better way to start drying yourself off than dancing up a storm and enjoying some beverages with some amazing bands like Colorado and Band of Rascals? They're ready to rock our little community center, so head down to the Trading Post to pick up your ticket now, which is just the most adorable thing, and so
right.
Canada. Get on down to Trading Post, my fellow islanders, and grab your tickets. I thought it was adorable.
Right. It's as if you're supposed to know the name of the guy working the counter, too. Everybody knows each other on this island. So, everybody, when they see the word Trading Post, knows that it's just at the end of Main Street, right at kind of right in Miners Bay. So there you go. Some terms I've picked up since we've been here.
Yeah, you seem like you've been living there for 5 years the way you're talking.
Sort of feels like we have. We've met just about everybody on the island and, We've We've hung out. We've been roasting some hot dogs. We've been playing some frisbee golf. We've been hanging out on the shoreline, having some beers. It's been really nice.
You've had a lot of pictures on social media of you hanging out with horses too. I mean,
Yeah, yeah. We have a friend who lives here and has a couple of horses. So she introduced us to those guys. They were fun to hang out with too.
Do you remember their names?
Yeah, one was Soleil, and the one in the picture's name was Candy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Adorable, right?
Well, I'm trying to plan out, like, how I do it. I've never been to the island. How do I try and get to it?
You can take the ferry, you know, from Swartz Bay.
Yeah.
And it'll get you over here in about an hour. And, you know, you are more than welcome to crash with us. I'm not sure I can extend an invitation to the entire city of Victoria, but
well,
as much as
you.
I would love to.
Yeah, no, no, no.
As much as I would love to.
They understand.
It'd be great to see you if you can make it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to absolutely try and do it. And thank you for letting me know that it was happening. And thank you for allowing me the chances to get back into your brain and see what on earth is going on with Colorado right now. Because as you know, the Zone and Zoners are ridiculously excited for this new music. And you know we're going to churn it out and play it as much as possible. And you know we'll demand that you come back and hang out another time.
We're thrilled. We're so lucky to have you guys as friends, man. We can't wait to get some new stuff out there and have you share it.
Awesome. Well, Nick,
cool, John.
Go and keep playing frisbee golf and petting horses. Cool Candy.
I will. Yeah, we're having fun.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Cheers, John. Great to talk to you.
Bye for now.
Bye, buddy.